Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Michigan dentist is now facing a lawsuit, not because of some kind of malpractice, but, get this, for playing Christian music in the office. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is Dr. Tina Marshall of Lake Orion, Michigan, now been accused of playing Christian music. You have four former dental employees are suing this Michigan dentist for alleged religious discrimination because the dentist played Christian music and held prayer meetings at the dental office. This is just unbelievable that a dentist would be, or anyone, frankly, would be sued over something like this.
Well, yeah, Matt, you know, it's not enough for the God haters to engage in religious cleansing in the public fora around our country, in our schools and our courthouses and in, you know, any place where the government may have any hand. But now they're encroaching and the God haters are encroaching on a private business is here. And this is Dr. Tina Marshall, who has my reading of this, she owns this, her own dentist office, and she can play whatever she wants to in there, and she can hire whoever she wants to. And some of these employees apparently were disobeying her, were turning off the music, were turning the TV up loud, were saying that they, you know, disagreed with this. And so I guess after several warnings, at least one of these individuals was let go. And well, they should have been, you know, for insubordination, if nothing else. But yet now they're saying they were discriminated against because it was their decision that being, you know, in that office, being employees there in her own dentist office, that they should be able to determine what is or is not played, what kind of music is or is not played. And they wanted to censor Christian music in an office that they didn't even own, that their employer was playing. It's just unbelievable.
Well, Dr. Marshall explains that the atmosphere was soothing and that the patients had made positive comments about the music. Playing, she says, the Christian music is just to keep God in your mind. It's just soothing to the spirit, she told a news organization. She said that she can't tell you how many patients I have coming in and just make comments that it's so calm in here. They're like, I'm in a dentist's office. This is weird. And we just smile because they come to a dentist's office. You know, you're a little on nerve when you come to a dentist's office. You don't know that drilling sound is not something that you want to hear. And you don't know what it's going to be like. Obviously, no one, I don't think, relishes going to a dentist, with all due respect to all the dentists that might be listening. It's just not something that you look forward to getting up and doing on your day. But this is an environment in which the dentist wants to make it as comfortable and as soothing as possible. And playing nice, relaxing Christian music was the way that this dentist chose to do it. But some of these employees didn't like it. It wasn't that the patients didn't like it, but some of the employees tried to interfere with that. And one of them specifically said that she was disobedient to her employer because she would turn down the music even though the employer wanted it on and then turn up the TV and make the TV loud. Well, obviously that's not relaxing. Who wants to listen to a TV and the news and all the different things that are not pleasant on that TV when you're coming into a dental office? So the dentist said, if you're going to be continually disobedient, you have to find a job someplace else. Well, that ultimately resulted in this lawsuit. They're claiming that they're discriminated against based upon their religion.
And for being subjected to this horrible Christian music, they're now seeking, quote, past and future income and employment benefits, outrage, humiliation, embarrassment, mental anxiety, emotional distress, and loss of personal reputation. Matt, they didn't have to accept a job there. They didn't have to work there. They didn't have to stay there. You know, the left is always, the secularists are always saying, oh, if you don't like it, you know, don't listen to it. If you don't like it, you know, go away, go somewhere else. If you don't want to be around, if you don't want to hear the message, go somewhere else. Yet here, these employees insisted that their secularist, anti-Christian views be recognized by their own employer. it's just absurd how out of hand this is all getting.
Yeah, and the attorney said that for the dentist, that the dentist is being attacked in this lawsuit for her Christian beliefs based solely on her desire to play religious music and radio stations in the dental office of the business that she owns. That's from the dentist attorney in response to this lawsuit. She says the attorney also goes on to say, we believe that when the facts and not baseless allegations are presented to a jury, we will establish that this group of former disgruntled employees are simply looking to profit off of their own prejudices toward Dr. Marshall and her Christian beliefs. Now, here, you know, obviously these four people no doubt had to come to the office for an interview. Did they not listen to what was played on the intercom and the speakers while they're being interviewed? If they didn't like it, why didn't they just find another job rather than try to undermine specifically the employer that was providing the benefits and the income for these individuals? Why didn't they just say, this is just not the environment for me? You know, if I were in some particular place where the dentist was wanting to play, you know, real loud rock music or whatever it might be, something that was not very pleasant in my view, I might have a conversation with that dentist. But if at the end of the day, that particular dentist, doctor, whoever it might be, says, well, that's what they want to do, then it's me that has to make a decision. Do I want to continually be involved in that environment, or do I want to find a new job, find something else that's more suitable for my particular taste? That's what I would do. That's what the common individual would do. These individuals, no, they tried to undermine the dentist, and then they tried to sue the dentist. I just pray that the dentist stands strong, and it looks like so far the dentist is standing strong.
Yeah, this is illustrative, Matt, of how the left deals in euphemisms. They would complain here that by her playing Christian music, and they did in fact complain, that she was not being inclusive. So their definition of inclusive is what? Exclusively prohibiting Christian music. That's inclusive to them. Inclusive is anything but Christianity, Christian music. So this is this multiculturalism, this pluralism, this idea of pluralism that in its so-called attempts to be inclusive ends up being exclusive. It excludes Christianity in particular. And so it's nonsensical. People are going to associate with people that they agree with, that they have like-minded beliefs and ideas. And the American way, part of the American dream is you can start up your own business. You can start up a business that reflects your values. You can have a Christian dentist office. You can have a Christian landscaping service. You can have a Bible bookstore that doesn't sell the Quran, that doesn't sell, Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard. I mean, that's what America is all about, Matt. But the left, in their seeking to gain pluralism, and I think this idea of pluralism is it's just an attempt, really, to quash, to blend the waters, to muddy the waters. And the goal is to go after absolute truth, to go after Christianity, and to muddy the waters and water everything down enough so that truth, objective truth, which is Christ, ends up being lost in the mix.
Well, when they say pluralism and diversity, they don't really mean it. As a former dean of a law school, you know, some of the people in the legal academy talk about diversity and so forth, but they don't really mean it because they don't want to be tolerant of people who are politically conservatives, i.e. those that are part of, say, the Republican Party, or particularly those that are Christian. Those are not limited to law school campuses. It's also college campuses where they don't want to give tenure or promotion to individuals who are politically conservative or Christian. That's their idea of diversity. Diversity within their own sphere, but excluding religion, particularly Christianity, and anything that is politically conservative. That is not diversity, and certainly that is not pluralism. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We have on the website information about employment in terms of the rights of employers and employees within the workplace with respect to religious discrimination. You can get that material free of charge by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, along with many other resources and booklets and pamphlets are available. You can go to our online bookstore And there's a number of books. The Benham Brothers book, Whatever the Cost, is a great book. In fact, the Benham Brothers will be speaking again at the Awakening 2016 in Orlando, March the 5th. That's a Saturday. You can go to theawakeningusa.org, theawakeningusa.org. They are hilarious. They're funny, but they're a very solid, biblically-based individual messages that they have from these twins. You don't want to miss the Benham Brothers, David and Jason, plus the many other speakers at the Awakening 2016. March 5, go to theawakeningusa.org and get your tickets today.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.